The train follows the historic Santa Fe Trail through Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico as it travels between Chicago and Los Angeles. But it could be rerouted unless some $200 million in repairs are made to the tracks. Rail travel supporters gathered behind Pueblo's Union Depot to watch the governor sign the bill.
This bill allows us to contemplate a full future for rail in Southern Colorado.
Hickenlooper says the 9-member commission will work with state and local governments in Colorado, Kansas, and New Mexico, as well as with BNSF, the freight railroad that owns the tracks, and Amtrak, to figure out an effective solution to preserve and expand the route. Hickenlooper says he's excited to have people working together and expects to meet with governors of the neighboring states in mid-June.
I've got to sit down with the other governors and see if they're really going to play. If they don't play, it makes it very, very hard for us. I think the Amtrak and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe, they've been more than fair. But at a certain point, you know, the next year or two, we're going to have to step up and start writing some big checks.
The Southwest Chief currently stops in Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad. The proposed plan to repair the tracks also includes adding a stop in Pueblo and possibly Walsenburg. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.